Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. We are talking about employment for people with disabilities and a new campaign that the ARC is embarking on. ARC Executive Director John Dickerson is here to talk with us today. Hi, John.
Hi, Michelle.
Good to see you.
Glad to be with you again.
This campaign that the ARC is embarking on, tell me about it.
Well, you know, going back to the blueprint, employment was the key. With more people needing services than we could ever reach, we've got to make sure we're putting people to work. Because the way out of dependence is becoming more independent. And we have to have the first step to that is getting a job. Mm. And getting not just a job, but a career path that you want to seek. And so with the support of the Family and Social Services Administration that gave us a small grant, we're reaching out to employers. And the idea was to reach employers in a whole new way. So we reached out to Gary Dick, who is probably the voice of business in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And his program called Inside Indiana is both on television, on the internet, and in print. We said to him, how do we really impact this? How do we find a way to reach those owners of businesses, the HR person, the people that make hiring decisions that may think differently about hiring a person with a disability? He came up with and helped us come up with an idea that we're really doing three things. One is we started a new awards program of looking at all the agencies in the state that help find people jobs. And we call it the Keystone Award. And we mm-hmm. picked five companies and nonprofit organizations and an entrepreneur and recognize those five with a series of what we call the Keystone Awards. Two of them, one being Walgreens, and the second one is a small family-owned business in Evansville called Bits and Bites, are our first two that we're producing one-minute segments that'll be on Gary's television show.
Okay.
And on the website. And that's our attempt, and we're speaking not to the general public, we're speaking to the owners of businesses, people that make hiring decisions. And it's a very different message for us. And so we started saying, we got to first celebrate the success we're having and having employers talk about why this is good for business, why it's good for people, and why it's good for the economy. Because if Joe now has money he can spend and buy things, that creates demand, and that money gets spent many times over. So we went to Gary and said, here's our issue. How do we reach people? And what we need is business people talking to other business folks. And that's where we decided we first need to recognize those that are doing a good job. I'd like to talk about Walgreens just for a little bit. Walgreens, as a big employer, has made a huge commitment to hiring people with disabilities and a very well-trained and supported workforce. If you go to their website, you will find a whole section on their website about diversity and hiring people with disabilities. And that's something that's important. On the other hand, we have Bits and Bites, a small Evansville restaurant that is at the other end of the spectrum, not a huge corporation, but has done a great job of hiring individuals and providing them with good jobs. It's an exciting opportunity to take our message in a whole different way to people make hiring decisions.
Do you ever wonder, and I always wonder this because I've done so many shows on employment for people with disabilities, but do you ever wonder how people get into that mindset? I mean, what does it take for somebody who, I mean, Walgreens is a big corporation, and then all of a sudden they hire all these people with disabilities, which we love, but then there's other higher companies that could benefit from hiring people with disabilities, but they push them away. What's involved in having that mindset for these employers?
Somewhere it has to start near the top. And with Walgreens, we know that there were some people in their executive structure that really saw this. Some had a personal connection. Some just got it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But it changed that whole culture. And I think if you also look at Walgreens and how they're trying to compete in the world, they are trying to reinvent themselves.
Innovative, yeah.
And people with disabilities are part of that. Having a diverse workforce is all part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as one of our staff said to me after we talked about this award, they happened to follow all their work at another chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thinking about moving their business to Walgreens so that if they're going to do this, maybe we should reward them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a politician the other day and he was talking about campaigning and I was trying to explain to him why special education is important to him getting elected. And he hadn't seen the fact that we have 120,000 kids with IEPs in public schools in Indiana. That's at least one parent each, and perhaps a grandparent or two. All of a sudden, you got 300,000, 400,000 people who have an interest in special education. Some of our last elections were determined by a whole lot less than that. So the same thing with consumers. If I am a business and I want to sell to people and be successful, that I need to look like the people that want to shop in my retail mm-hmm. establishment.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get the employees and the management behind people with disabilities and hiring them?
Well, I think that's really part of the slogan we came out that we said it's good for business, good for people, good for the economy. The last thing we want is charity.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people given a job because
right.
they happen to have a disability, because that will just
right.
that will make your other employees upset.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like hiring the boss's daughter when they don't do anything
mm-hmm.
all day.
Right.
So the best example I'm going to share with you on that is a company I visited years ago in Seattle, and it was a manufacturing operation, and they got paid. Each person in their plant got paid based on their overall productivity and their team goals. And they put an individual into one of the teams on the assembly line who happened to have a disability, and it was placed there through support employment. And that line, everybody was kind of anxious, because my pay is going to go down if this guy doesn't do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what actually happened is that team of 20 people, their productivity actually went up.
Okay.
So everybody's pay went up.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was such a good worker. He came in, everybody pulled together around him, and it was very successful. So they all made more money.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what started happening? The other team leaders now were coming to the HR manager saying, "We want someone like Joe on our team,"
mm-hmm.
because it worked. This isn't about charity or it's the good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding the right fit and the right worker. But what we're reaching out to with this campaign is that it's good for your business.
Mm.
So the employer, we're trying to say there's two things. One, we can bring you good employees. We can bring you people that want to work, just as you said, that we find that right fit. They're terrific employees. We have a guy at the Westin hasn't missed a day of work in 14
sure.
years.
Mm-hmm, sure.
14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have anybody in our office that's not missed a day for 14 years. But we also have people that are looking for that opportunity, that first chance, and they will make your company money, and they will do a good job for you. But if I say that, I'm just another social service person. Part of by going with Gary Dick, and we're going to interview these employers, and so that unlike most of our videos that we do,
mm.
the video, that little 1 minute message isn't so much the person with a disability speaking. In fact, they may not have a speaking part at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's the employer talking to another employer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message we've got to get across.
Okay.
And that's so different, because if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to be that one that says, gee, if I'm competing with Walgreens, if I'm competing with Bits and Bytes for mm-hmm. people to come in,
mm-hmm.
and they found this really good niche in the workforce, I've got to do it too.
Okay.
And yeah. that's our message.
Because I always wonder, what's the difference between bringing somebody in and saying, look, we have a story, and letting them view it for themselves? What does that accomplish for them to look at a video instead of you saying, this is what you need to look at for them?
Part of it, I think it's all context. So if we're looking at people that tune into Gary's show or they go to his website, these are people that are following the economy in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to him because they want to know what's going. Where is new business going?
Mm-hmm.
What are the trends? Who's going out of business?
Mm-hmm.
Who's gotten new contracts? Where does he think things are going? And so that's why we went to him, because he is the voice of business. Now, we could have went to the Chamber of Commerce. We could have
mm-hmm.
went some other more traditional routes. But we wanted to go to Gary because he is the one people are listening to when they see where trends are. And that business owner that sees that 1 minute of him talking about this
mm-hmm.
may stop and think, how do I find out more about this?
Yeah.
That it's in that context about a growing economy. Because our answer to Indiana's problems is going to be solved with a growing Indiana economy. And that means better jobs for all Hoosiers, more jobs for Hoosiers, and we provide opportunities for folks. Mm-hmm. People with disabilities should be right at the table, part and parcel of every one of those discussions.
So as you look down the road and these ads are going on, what do you want to accomplish for people? What do you want to accomplish for his show, even?
Well, it's part of it. We're in a marathon, not a sprint. This is one more step in getting the word out to folks. Because again, if we had people understanding the workforce that's out there, the people that can do a good job, and then how do they connect with them? Mm. It is one more piece to the puzzle to add into this. Long term, I would hope 5 years from now that we have hundreds of businesses that we are recognizing that are part of this effort, that are hiring folks. And we have extended beyond our borders of what we think is possible to those things that we only dream about now. And we'll see where it goes.
John Dickerson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
And you want to know more? Well, I know you do, so I have the tools. Go to the Arc of Indiana's website, www.arcind.org, or follow me on Twitter. Yes, the show has come to Twitter. It is at MFView. Thank you so much again to John Dickerson, and thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.